What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great job!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Lob for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football.
I thought the intro was pretty sweet. I really did. I thought it was good. Put some time in it. We're going to be an outro at the end. So, like always, thank you for listening. Like always, I am Alex Bach alongside here with Charlie Phil Keitel. And Char, he's from Philly, right? You're from Philly, so unfortunately he is an Eagles fan. But hey, we're in the midst of the fantasy playoffs. It is time to get rolling. If your league is not starting the playoffs this week and it's not doing single elimination, I'm sorry. What league are you in? If your league ends in week 18, man, you might as well call it that league. That league does not count. But Charlie Keitel, welcome on. Good to have you. I'm going to have you roll with kind of, you know, say how your team's doing this year and also give a couple takes of kind of what you believe in from a fantasy perspective.
Yeah, so I guess initial thoughts after the Eagles week 14 win at home against the Panthers, we're rolling. We're 10-2. Obviously, that was a big trap game. We somehow found.
No, y'all are 11-2.
11-2.
We're in week 15 now.
Yes,
so
we are in week 15. Good Lord, there go birds are flying high. Definitely a very very different feeling from week 4 when we were 2-2 and people were calling for Sirianni's head. There was a lot of talk. If he didn't win the next three games against sub-500 opponents, he was gone. And now people are thrilled. Saquon Barkley, obviously, has just been a revelation for this Eagles team. And he definitely added a layer that we didn't have last year. And I think you can attribute much of the collapse last year to the fact that our run game was nowhere near as solid. And the defense has really stepped up. I think Vic Fangio has done really, really well with this Eagles defense. Obviously, Quinion Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, two phenomenal picks. Howie Roseman can't do a thing wrong right now, which is just great to see as an Eagles fan. So feeling pretty good. Obviously, it's all going to come down to late January and hopefully February for my Eagles.
You know, the funny thing is I thought you were going to talk about your fantasy team, but I'll take the Eagles. Eagles are in a great season. But, hey, it's fantasy playoffs like always. I've done fantasy football, I think, since 2015, and you know I've never missed the playoffs. And did I miss the playoffs this year? No, I did not. I made the playoffs. I won an elimination game this week as Cash Martin did not set his lineup. And in the main league, I went 8-6, and I think I played Daniel this week. So that'll be an exciting one. Charlie, talk about your fantasy team and not your really good NFL team. Well, my team's not that good.
Well, so I was thrilled to end the season on a 5-game win streak. We were very up and down at the beginning of the year. Had some great picks. My pick of the draft was easily Brock Bowers in the 10th round. He's been phenomenal for me. We've had guys like CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb's been up and down. He had that 40-point performance.
I think he's been
San
up.
Francisco.
I think he's, what, wide receiver 6, wide receiver 7?
Yeah,
I'd
he's
take that.
Wide receiver 4.
He's
played some guys.
It's not really down.
Obviously, when you take a guy at the 102, you want him to be wide receiver 1.
Like, you want him. It's just unrealistic.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to find the right guy. Nico Collins has been fantastic for me every week he's played. I'm going to throw at that. Had a couple misses. Tre'Davious White and Joe Waddle to probably be the two names that come to mind. But I picked up Rico Dowdle off the waivers, and he's helped me out a good bit. And Tre'Davious White's got in the end zone a little bit more as years gone on. So I finished 10-4, had a 145-point performance this week to earn.
It's a high scoring week, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, to earn a bye, which was thrilling. So guys made it to rest this week for me, and we're gonna head into the semifinals. I am the defending champion in my home league, so there's a lot to look forward to.
And we're looking forward to week 15 in the playoffs, but instead we're going to look back at week 14, Thursday Night Football, Packers at Lions. You know what I said kind of last week, I think the Packers were looking to establish the ground game, and they definitely did that this week. I mean, Love only attempted, 20 passes, and again, he scored 31 points. It kind of seems like, in a sense, that this team has changed its mindset from when it had Aaron Rodgers and not running the ball. Now they're looking to run the ball. Josh Jacobs, 3 touchdowns, especially in the red zone, they're going to run it. Christian Watson, pretty good game, but like always is that deep threat. And I'm not playing – I just can't play any Packers receiver in this playoffs. Like, you at this point, it's kind of weird to say you got to get conservative in fantasy playoffs. But unless you're like the 8 seed playing the 1 seed and you know it's lopsided, you can't really take any shots in the playoffs. Jaden Reed dropped a donut. That was looking really nice in my elimination game, my flex spot. But Jared Goff looked really good in my quarterback spot. He had 3 touchdowns this week. He almost had one on the ground, and I think David Montgomery stole that. I have David Montgomery in both leagues, so I'll take that on that perspective. Wasn't Amon-Ra's week. I kind of watched this game really intensely, and I think it's one of those games where it's kind of like the Vikings game this week where you take away one guy, another guy to be open. Jameson Williams thrived. Laporta did kind of what he was projected. Tim Patrick had the game of the year. Gibbs got in the end zone once again. Sonic and Knuckles looked really well from that perspective. Both game, good game from both running backs in that Thursday Night Football game. We'll knock out this Jaguars-Titans game real quick, and I'll let you to say something. You just can't play anybody from these teams. Maybe Brian Thomas because he's getting a ton of targets, but Whit Ramsey's already out in our league, and he has to wear the letter jacket or a state championship game on Monday. So I'm not really playing anybody from either of those teams. It's just not worth it from here on out. You got it. Go ahead.
I think what I'd add about that Packers-Lions game, Amon-Ra St. Brown, a little bit of a discouraging trend popping up. Only 20 targets in his last 3 games. He hasn't eclipsed 12.5 fantasy points. As a guy I had last year.
I had him last year, too. He was nice.
He was phenomenal. He was great. And especially as this Lions team continues to dominate and has a run-in of Buffalo, Chicago, San Francisco, Minnesota, you do fear a little bit that he'll fall more and more out of the rotation and just not the guy you would expect to be able to trust. And the output he's had hasn't been phenomenal recently. And then, obviously, your point on the Packers receivers. I have Christian Watson all year. He has not.
It's just, I had him. I think I was really high on him last year. I picked a really bad team last year. Still made the playoffs, though, because I'm like that. But, yeah, I see what you're saying. It's just hard to trust it.
Like, you're watching the game, you're like, I haven't seen this guy get be targeted in the last quarter and a half. Like, why is he playing for me?
Yeah, speaking of hard to trust, this Jets team, I don't know. I mean, Rodgers had a pretty solid game. Breece Hall did not play, and Braylon Allen did not really fill that role like I'd like him to. I know Miami is a pretty solid front seven, especially on the defensive line, but it was just not what I love to see from him there. Garrett Wilson had a pretty nice game along with Devontae Adams. And Miami always brings in a ton of guys, right? They spend a lot of money on players, and they pushed a lot of money back, but they still just can't play great defense. They also cannot run the ball at all. Like, just watching the games, I've never seen A-Chain honestly go over 50 yards this year. He had a touchdown on the ground. He'll take that. He's averaging 1.7 in this game. Tua had a great game. He's phenomenal. He's carrying this team. And I think at this point, you got to fire Mike McDaniel. And I know it sounds bad, but this team cannot win against winning teams. And I'm saying you have to fire another coach later. But Tyreek Hill did really well. Waddle did well. I just can't trust Waddle in the playoffs. But I love A-Chain in the receiving game. Obviously, you're going to play Tyreek Hill. You're still going to play Jonnu Smith. I don't care if he had a little bit of an off game besides that one touchdown. And he caught all 3 of his passes on that overtime drive. I think the Jets did a good job of taking him out of this game. I'm still playing Hill and Jonnu Smith, and I'm definitely liking Tua this week.
Well, I think Jalen Waddle, you can play Jalen Waddle. I think since Tua's return, we just talked about Amon-Ra St. Brown, only 20 targets in the last 3 games. Waddle's had 25. He's eclipsed 20 fantasy points twice. You looked at our run-in, Houston, San Francisco, Cleveland, New York. That would be the Jets. Very, very high upside opponents is what I would say. And I think with the fact that Tua finally seems to be back to his old self after coming back from that hiatus, I think Waddle, A-Chain, and Hill are all must-plays. And obviously, Jonnu Smith has been playing very well.
I think that's definitely a good point against Houston. I don't think Houston's a favorable matchup. We'll talk about that later. I'll just take over for this Falcons-Vikings game. I think at some point you look at this roster from the Falcons, and you look at the first-round talent. And I can go through this whole roster and tell you who's a first-round pick. You got the right tackle and the right guard is a first-round pick. The left tackle is a first-round pick. The left guard is, what, pick 35 in the second round. The center, Drew Dahlman, he was on IR for a little bit. He's been playing really well. Kyle Pitts is a first-round pick. Obviously, he's probably one of the biggest busts in the franchise. Definitely at the tight end position, had a really good rookie year. But you look on the outside, Mooney's been playing out of his mind. Drake London's been playing great, also a first-round pick. Bijan's been great. Sixth-round pick of Tyler Algier is probably one of the better picks in the last few seasons. I don't think this is Kirk Cousins' fault. The interceptions is bad, the fumble is bad, but Charlie, take a guess. Kirk Cousins is one of the best play-action quarterbacks. You can give it to Aaron Rodgers or Jared Goff. That's arguably. He's one of the best. At what percentage of our plays do you think is play-action? 1 through 32 out of the league. What number do you think we are?
20, 27.
32nd in the league of play action. You bring this guy in for play action. And it's not like the offensive line's been bad, so you can't run play action.
And you got Bijan. I mean, that's a weapon, even if he doesn't get the ball.
His fakes have been awful, but you just got to look at that. The play design was really good of Allgeier at the fullback position, but it's just not there. The defense has the pieces. You bring in Judon. Judon's been awful. Arnold Adekebi, he's been stepping up really well. Grady Jarrett's been doing a great job. Hayden Ellis is probably one of the best off-ball linebackers in the league and creating pressure from a pass rush standpoint. Troy Anderson looks out of shape and slow. I don't even know why he's on the field. Who else do we have?
It is quite funny to hear Falcons fans do a complete 180.
Nate Lehman played really well last year. I think A.J. Terrell is playing really well from the outside position at that cornerback. I wish Justin Simmons was a little bit better. I think Jesse Bates could be playing better than what he is right now. He's playing so well at the start. I just still think he could be playing better. It is a 180. But I think at some point it comes down to coaching. And I said when he got hired, I don't think this is a good hire. I just said it. I just don't think it was a move. I like Zach Robinson coming from the McVay tree, but we're not getting the McVay that he's calling in L.A. And McVay called a great game this week. But I'll go to a fantasy standpoint. I just think if you don't make the playoffs, you have to fire Raheem Morris. That's what I'm getting at. And if you make the playoffs, you're playing the Vikings or the Lions. You're going to lose in the first round. So I hate tanking. Don't tank. Bijan, great game. Did really well on the ground. Obviously, you're playing Bijan. Kirk did well with the air. Mooney, great game. I still like Mooney. Ray had a pretty solid game. Could have been better if he didn't fumble. We probably would have won that. Had a chance to win the game. Probably wouldn't have won it, but had a better chance. It kind of blew it away. Drake, solid game. I'm done with Kyle Pitts. Sam Darnold, great game, obviously. Aaron Jones got one on the ground, which is definitely nice if you had him. Jefferson, great through the air. Addison, great. Would have been nice for Hockenson to get on the party, but the Vikings team is a very well-coached team. Saints-Giants, I don't even think we really need to talk about this game. I'd like to skip it. Maybe Malik Nabers and Tyrone Tracy from here on out, but the Saints, there's no point. You can't play anybody on the Saints. You can play probably Kamara.
You got this quarterback carousel in New York, like, do you trust Drew Lock or Tommy DeVito?
I don't trust the general manager. I think he's awful.
Joe Schoen, I'd like to shout him out for Saquon Barkley.
The problem is what's going to happen with the Giants, because I've watched too much football. They're going to keep Schoen. They're going to keep Dable. They're going to pick a quarterback and realize this quarterback is not going to immediately change their franchise, and they're both going to be out, and they're going to have to restart again, just like the Bears. Speaking of quarterback doing well, though, Bryce Young's he's been good, but I think he's – people are making him out to be the next prime Matt Ryan or something like that. You give him another year, but he doesn't have much help, but I just don't think he's doing that well. Thielen has been playing out of his mind. The last two games I've watched, Thielen's been playing well. Chubb Hubbard's been playing well. And then Eagles, Charlie, you just go ahead and take over the rest from here.
Here's what I'd say about the Eagles this week. A.J. Brown continues to be compared to last year, the subpar fantasy option in that this Eagles team with Saquon has turned into much more of a run-first offense. And still having Devontae Smith, the target share isn't really there. Obviously, you have Dallas Goedert. A.J. Brown is no longer the shoe-in wide receiver one he was for a large majority of last year because of what we talked about with the addition of Saquon. I still think A.J., Devontae, and Saquon are all must-starts. I think Jalen Hurts is still a must-start. And then, depending on your tight end options, I think Dallas Goedert is a fine option. He always has two or three 20-point games in him a year, and you're just hoping you're on the good side of one of those draws.
I'm going to switch it over to the Brown Steelers. I had the really nice moment of watching Tony Romo and Jim Nance announce this game. Jameis did solid through two picks. The Lord blessed him, and those two were not pick sixes. Nick Chubb, all right. I just don't think Jerome Ford should be on an NFL roster.
Well, Nick Chubb is unplayable at this point.
Yeah, he's done. You just gotta admit it. He's done. Yep. He'd be a good second option, but he's done. Judy and Njoku, you're riding with those guys through the playoffs
for definitely
from here on out. Russ, pretty solid game. A little work on the ground, and Jalen Warren came back, so Najee's still doing well. I just don't think any receiving options are worth it. I mean, you can take Firemuth and hope he gets a touchdown. When you get, two touchdowns? You get a touchdown in back-to-back games. You're most likely not going to get one this week. Too many receiving options in Pittsburgh, and besides Njoku and Judy, I'm just not loving much from the Browns or Steelers outside of those guys we mentioned who are doing really well.
I agree. I played Najee all year. He's out for the playoffs. It's just I can't do a 7.3-point performance.
Raiders and Bucks. Aiden O'Connell went down, so it looks like we're getting the Riddler back in action this week against the Birds on Monday night. I just can't play McCormick, the running back. I don't even know who this guy is. I don't think he's worth the play. From here on out, I just think the only guy you play in this offense is Brock Bowers. You can play Jacoby Myers, but just nothing in this offense, especially in the playoffs.
I think realistically, Jacoby Myers is a start depending on your options, at least as a flex option. I'd be hard-pressed to find most with playoff teams at this point, you might have five better options. But then again, new quarterback, you come and you think about safety valves, you think about Bowers, and you think about Myers, I would be very, very afraid to play anyone outside of those two just because of the fact that you see the Riddler going to Bowers and Myers one day.
And I think definitely with the playoffs, if I didn't mention this earlier, it's going to come down to matchups and it's going to come down on the weather too. I mean, you definitely have to look at that. If you want to win your league, it's going to come down to that. Baker doing really well. Baker will make the playoffs this year thanks to Kirk Cousins, Raheem Morris, Rashad White. Even though it's not Kirk's fault, it's Raheem's fault, but still. Rashad took over because Bucky got hurt. It seemed like Bucky was not going to play at first, and he stepped up and has done very well. Mike Evans not the best game. Rashad White had to win the better game. So if Bucky does not play, definitely Rashad White should be in your lineup. Speaking of should be in your lineup, whoever is running the ball and going to be the starter for Seattle. Charbonnet did really well, and you can look here and say, well, why is Charbonnet not the running back one? Well, you don't play that much for, 13 weeks, and you step in and get the full workload. Of course you're going to do well. Everybody else is banged up, and you're not. Geno, all right game, just not a fantasy option. I had somebody ask me, should I trade for DK or JSN? I think this was 6 weeks ago. I told him JSN, and he looked at me like I was crazy. JSN is the wide receiver six, one of the best picks in fantasy this year. Charbonnet, obviously, if Kenneth Walker is not a go, you're playing Charbonnet. Cardinals side of the ball, Kyler Murray, solid games. Two picks was not good. They should have won this game at home, but the Cardinals are exactly like the Falcons. Welcome to mediocrity, and it's going to be a long couple of years. Trey McBride still has not got the end zone, but I'll take it. Marvin Harrison, leaning towards him being a bust this year.
Totally with you on that one.
Game of the year, Bills and Rams. Obviously, Josh Allen, incredible. James Cook could be better. Not the best I've seen. Amari Cooper got a good workload. Should Shakir. Tight ends, just don't play any tight ends from the Bills. Rams side of the ball. Stafford, still a great quarterback. Great game from him. Kyren, really, really good game from him. Puka playing out of his mind, obviously, and Cooper Kupp playing pretty well. And those are kind of the only options. I don't think there's really much to discuss in that game.
Something I'd touch on from the breakdown of the Bucks. Rashad White, even with Bucky, there's been a trend recently. He's found the end zone. Let's look. Every week outside of week 13 since week 7. So that's got to mean something, right? I mean, if you're a Rashad White owner, even if it seems that Baker and this Bucks offense keeps finding him in the red zone. And even if he's getting 6 touches on the ground, he's still a receiving option. And as a flex option, I still like him. He has the potential to pop off for 20, 25 points. And that wins your week for you if your flex option does that. So
Bears are calling this season. They're getting a better draft pick. Don't think anybody's worth a play. Just can't do it. Purdy, great game. I'm playing Purdy this Thursday. I guess Isaac Rendo, if he didn't get hurt, I don't know what the situation is there, but whoever's starting for San Francisco and who is running the ball definitely should be in there. Who should not be in there is Debo Samuel, leads the league in drops, and he missed a couple games. It's pretty unacceptable. Debo will be gone at some point. Kittle, great game. Best tight end in the league this year. Juwan Jennings, solid game. Chargers and Chiefs. I watched this game a good amount while playing Fortnite. Fortnite.
Quick question. Yeah. Would you be starting Juwan Jennings this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Herbert, all right game. Just didn't look like the quarterback he used to be. I think Jim Harbaugh has changed him in a way where he is never going to win a Super Bowl because he is not throwing the ball downfield. Zero interceptions. That's great. But you're not going to beat the Chiefs that way. You're not. You just will not beat good teams that way. Pacheco, he's getting back to his full workload. You're going to put him in your roster this week. Just would like to see a little bit more receiving work, but a weird game. Kelce, all right game in Mahomes. Like I said, has never been worth a high fantasy pick. Get through Bengals and Cowboys. Joe Burrow, great this year. Would be MVP if he has a better record. Chase Brown, one of the better picks this year. Like I said, started the season Chase Brown over Zach Moss. But we won't talk about the misses. Jamar Chase, one of the best receivers of this generation. Rico Dowdle, great game. Great game. Just wish he got a little more receiving work. And I think CeeDee Lamb is the only guy you're really going to play from that. That's it with Week 14. We're on to Week 15. Every single team is playing this week. No more buys for the rest of the season unless you get a playoff bye. Rams-Niners, Thursday Night Football. Obviously, I'm playing everybody on both teams. I'm playing Stafford, Kyren, Puka, and Cooper Kupp. Niners side of the ball. I like Purdy. I like Kittle. I like Juwan Jennings. I don't like Debo and whoever's running the football. I just can't do it. Chiefs and Browns, I think Pacheco's worth play. Kansas City is only favored by 4.5 points. Cleveland's a tough place to play. It's also an awful place to watch a football game because they're just going to be banging on that damn fence the whole time. I like Pacheco, I like Mahomes, and I like Kelsey. That's really it. Browns side of the ball, I'm just playing Judy and the Joker. I think you can agree on that. Bengals and Titans, Joe Burr, Chase Brown, Jamar Chase, and T. Higgins. Just call it there. Call it there. Commanders and Saints, Jaden Daniels, Brian Robinson, Terry McLaurin, Zach Ertz. Saints, I will play Kamara because I think he gets a lot of checkdowns.
For sure. And, yes, I mean, he can score 17 points without finding the end zone and not having a great day on the ground.
Yeah. Ravens and Giants, I mean, do I even have to say much for this game? Lamar, Derrick Henry, Flowers, Andrews, Giants side of the ball. I will play Malik Nabers, and I will play Tyrone Tracy. I think if you really need guys, I think they're both flex options if you need them. Cowboys and Panthers. I was going to say Dak, but Dak's not playing. Panthers are favored. I think that's unbelievable. I like Dowdle. I like CeeDee Lamb. Those are good plays this week. Panthers, I like Chuba Hubbard, and that's really it for me.
So Dak's back this week?
I thought he was. He's out for the season. Yeah. I was about to say him, and I'm like, wait, he's out for the year.
Well, but then again, I like it does feel very much like Vegas. Now, Vegas is normally more right than they were wrong, is taking a little bit too much stock in the fact that this Eagles team kind of sleptwalked into this game.
Yeah, this week. I knew the Eagles were gonna, or the Panthers were gonna cover. That was one of the easiest things I've said.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that was to be expected. But then again, I still think if you look at both sides of the ball, that Cowboys roster is much, much, much better than the Panthers roster. And like Bryce Young's running for his life every play. You saw it.
This week. Will be there.
Exactly.
Parsons will be there.
Parsons and. Parsons and Overshadow.
And he's playing his heart out. That guy cares. He cares.
Well, he's a future Philadelphia Eagle, but we don't even have
conversation right
now. You know he is.
No, he's not. Jets and Jags. I'll take Rodgers this week. I'll take Breece Hall if he plays Wilson and Adams. Jaguars, I maybe Tank Bigsby, I'll play Brian Thomas, but I just can't get to say anybody.
I would definitely play Brian Thomas. I would not play.
I also haven't heard Sauce Gardner's name in probably 12 weeks.
This would be great.
Yeah.
Well, no one on that Jets team has been anything.
It's awful coaching.
Yes.
Dolphins and Texans. I kind of like everybody this week. I like Tua. I like A-Chain. We'll throw Waddle in there. We'll throw Waddle. And obviously, you're going to play Tyreek Hill and Jonnu Smith. Texans, I like Stroud, Mixon, Nico Collins, all those guys. Colts and Broncos. I don't know if I really like Jonathan Taylor. I just don't know why. He was favored, projected really low, which probably means he'll do well. But you're still going to play him if you picked him in the first round. You're going to play AR-15 as well. That's really it. You just can't play any receivers from the Colts this week.
Yeah.
Broncos, I'm going to buy in on the Bo Nix hype. Also, Cortland Sutton, too. It's going to be 60 degrees in Denver, which is crazy in December. Bills and Lions, obviously, everybody.
Everyone.
Just anyone you can play,
exactly.
Throw them with a roster.
I'd say outside of a Bills tight end, you're playing every single guy you see.
This guy listens to the podcast. Steelers and Eagles, I don't know. I'll let you just say this game. Obviously, you're going to play A.J. Brown, you're going to play Saquon, Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
Goddard's on IR, so nothing. And Jalen Hurts.
Exactly.
But.
Obviously.
I think Najee Harris would be not a bad play.
Problem with Najee, I've had Najee Harris all year. The games he plays well, it feels like he either finds the end zone or rushes for 115 yards and doesn't. And that, fantasy-wise, doesn't do much for you because he's not a huge threat in the passing game. And who are they playing this? Or they're playing the Eagles.
Eagles, yeah.
Yeah. You would think the Eagles are going to go ahead in that matchup. Mm-hmm. We're favored to win the game. I'd imagine we're going to be with the lead and you don't see the Steelers running the ball much down. So, and as we said, in passing downs, Jalen Warren is for sure the option.
Patriots and Cardinals, I'm going to like Hunter Henry this week. I think Drake May is not the worst play. If you really need a guy, Drake May. Cardinals, you're playing Kyler Murray, you're playing James Conner, you're playing Trey McBride, you're playing Marvin Harrison. That's it. Bucks and Chargers. I think Baker's a play. I need the Chargers to win this game. Like if the Chargers don't win this game, Falcons season's over. It's a meat of dunks. It's the hardest team on their schedule. Obviously, Bucky Irving, Baker. Bucky, if he plays, if not, you're playing Rashad White. Obviously, you're going to play Mike Evans. Chargers, Ladd McConkey, if he plays, I just can't do Herbert this week. Packers, Seahawks, it looks like it's going to be favorable weather for throwing the ball. So I'll go with Jordan Love and Josh Jacobs and Tucker Kraft. Seahawks, I'll go Kenneth Walker, JSN, and DK. Two Monday Night Football games, which is really weird this late in the season. Bears, I just can't do anybody from the Bears. Just can't. Vikings, though, I'll take Sam Darnold, Aaron Jones, Jay Jets, and Jordan Addison, and TJ Hockenson. Monday Night Football, Birds at the Raiders. I'll take Kirk. I'll take Bijan, Mooney, and Drake. And, yes, Kirk Cousins will throw a touchdown this week. Line has moved in the Falcons' favor. They will win this week. Raiders, though, I'll take Brock Bowers. Defenses that I like this week, Charlie, if you got any more, throw them in. I like the Chiefs against the Browns, I like the Bengals, Commanders, Ravens, Cowboys, Jets, Broncos. I'll take the Eagles. I'll take the Cardinals. Take the Chargers. I think it's a good defense, and I'll take the Packers, Vikings, and Falcons. Perfect. Thursday Night Football, Rams at 49ers. I don't know. These games are always weird. I tend to take the home team in the NFC West, so I'll take the Niners in this one.
I like that. It does feel like this Niners team is on a crash course for a divisional loss.
Chiefs and Browns, I'll take the Chiefs.
Like that.
There you go. Bengals, I'll take the Browns. The Browns. You can't. You don't get. You don't head in a week 15. I'm changing my pick. You don't head in a week 16 with one loss, or 15, whatever we're in. I'll take the Browns. Bengals, Titans. I'm taking the Bengals. Commanders and Saints, I'll take the Commanders. Ravens, Giants, shocker, I'm taking the Ravens. Cowboys, Panthers, I'll take the boys.
Yeah, I like the Cowboys as well this week.
Jets and Jaguars, give me the Jets in the toilet bowl.
I like the Jags. I think this Jets team is dead in the water.
Dolphins and Texans, I'll take the Dolphins.
Puka's resurgent. Tua's resurgent.
Colts and Broncos, I'll take the Colts in a must-win game.
Yeah.
Bills and Lions, at some point, the Lions got to lose. I don't think the Bills lose back-to-back. I'm taking the Bills.
Yeah, I mean, their defense just has to figure it out. If they do, they're a scary, scary team for anyone to see in the playoffs.
Steelers and Eagles, give me A.J. Brown for 200. I'm taking the Eagles.
I'd agree.
You don't come on here and pick your other. Don't disagree. I'd pick the Falcons for four straight years.
Single game. I know. I'd agree. I'd just say replace Saquon with replace AJ Brown with Saquon.
Yeah.
I think Saquon had an off day on Sunday against the Panthers. I'd look for him to bounce back big.
If the Falcons played how I picked them, they'd be 65-0. Patriots and Cardinals. I'll take the Patriots off a bye. I think the Cardinals fall apart.
Yeah, I mean, Jonathan Gannon just.
I do like Jonathan Gannon. I think he's a good coach.
Does not inspire confidence in this former, in this Eagles fan, former defensive coordinator. Definitely set a lot of people the wrong way.
Bucks and Chargers need it this week. Give me the Chargers.
Yeah.
Packers and Seahawks. I will take the Packers. Better coaching.
Yeah, better coaching and coming off a tough divisional loss.
Bears and Vikings. Just give me the Vikings. Birds and Raiders, like always, give me the Birds. Rise up.
I agree with that.
Thank you.
Cannot take the
Raiders. You don't come on here and pick against my team. Charlie Keitel, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great. Hopefully you do well in the playoffs. Hopefully you enjoyed the new intro. If you've not followed us on our Instagram at Block Fantasy Talk, highly recommend you do. But I'm going to hit an outro, so listen to the outro. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of Bach Fantasy Talk. If you have not followed us on our Instagram at Bach Fantasy Talk, I highly recommend you do. If you ever need to DM me, have any questions, feel free to reach out. Thank you very much for listening. Like always, we will see you next time.